When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, let's talk to Elliot Sherparks. Elliot is going to join us coming up in 1 minute. Elliot, in 1 minute, on the Eagles, on what's going on all the issues. Elliot joins us in 1 minute's time.
Don't wait till your doctor delivers bad news. Call NJ Diet today, and you will lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days. And without any shots, in just 40 short days, you will look and feel dramatically better. Plus, you'll be healthier, too. More importantly, you should finally be able to get some good news about your blood work. Not only that, but losing weight is linked to helping boost low T, guys. NJ Diet's program starts with personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to help you keep it off. It's all natural. No surgery, no hormones, no gross prepackaged foods, and no shots or nasty side effects. Locations are close by in Newark, Delaware, Princeton, King of Prussia, and Cherry Hill, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call today, 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or go to njdiet.com to set up your consultation. That's njdiet.com. Lose weight quickly and safely without any shots with njdiet.com.
All right, reminder, no Nick Sirianni today on the program. He'll join us tomorrow. He usually joins us right around this time on Tuesdays, but he'll be on tomorrow. Elliot Sherparks right now is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliot.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How you guys doing?
Of course, buddy. So, Elliot, a lot of ways to go here. Let's start with something I just referenced, and that's Sirianni's name. I never thought he was as bad as a lot of people thought when he was at his worst, but he's better than I thought at various points of the past. And you've been on the Sirianni's a pretty darn good coach train for a long time. You know, a lot of people either don't see it or don't admit it. What do you make of Sirianni now in year four and the rebound for him and this team within this season?
Yeah, I mean, this is the second time he saved a season from collapsing. Obviously, last season he couldn't do it, but he's a great coach. I mean, the record speaks for itself. I'm down there. I talk to the players. The players love him. The people in the building love working for him. And I think sometimes we view this as Sirianni as being a product of either Howie or the roster, and he's kind of along for the ride. But what I would say to people who don't think Nick is a great head coach, remember what this team was like when they hired Nick, right? Like, no one wanted to work with Howie. They didn't have a quarterback. They had just won 4 games. They weren't supposed to make the playoffs that year. So I think that overall, since Nick has got here, he has obviously proven he has built a winning team there with the Eagles. But I think this season has well proved he turned it around. Like, when they were 2-2, I didn't think they would win 5 straight games. Like, I didn't think they had it in them. And so for them to come out to change how they're doing the offense, which Nick has a part of, for them to rebound from a really tough start, to take the punch they did and keep it going, I think it's a testament to what Nick has built over the past 4 years or 3.5 years as a head coach there.
Elliot, how do you evaluate 5 wins when you consider 4 of them are against 4 of the truly worst teams in football and the Bengals, the best of the bunch, is only 4-6? How do you balance out what it means as far as how good the Eagles actually are?
For me, it really doesn't matter who the opponent is. I think if you win 5 straight games, it just speaks to how you're playing. I think, you know, it reminds me a little bit of the Jalen ankle thing from last week, where we can talk about, is he this hurt? Like, is it going to bother him? Is it, like, use your eyes. We all saw Jalen wasn't really dealing with anything that serious with his ankle. Use your eyes when you watch this team. They're just playing at a high level. Like, I know the opponents are not great, but they're demolishing these opponents. And I think what really should give people confidence in this team, frankly, is not really the offense right now. It's the way the defense is playing. The offense is good. They have talent. They'll make plays. The defense is playing like a Super Bowl winning unit right now. And I know they're playing bad offenses, but they are, again, like, completely demolishing those offenses. So the defense, they're all in sync together. They're playing well. And they just have a level of confidence about them I frankly haven't seen in a defense maybe in my whole time covering the team. Like, 2022 was very good, but I don't know if they had this level of confidence that this unit does.
Elliot, who leads the defense? It's sort of a, you know, an unexpected turn.
Good question.
The cornerbacks and the linebackers are, I don't know, the big guns now, and the D line they've sort of been quiet, but you know, the young guys, it's hard to lead as a young guy. It's hard to lead if you're not a big star. Yeah, who's the vocal? Who's the leader?
Yeah, I think the leader of the defense is Darius Slay. Just being in the locker room, talking to the guys about who on the side of the ball they listen to, who they work with the most. I mean, I know Darius Slay, you know, can rub people in this city the wrong way sometimes, but there is no question in my mind that Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell are playing as good as they are because they have Darius Slay as a teammate.
Wow.
I see them after practice almost every day for the days we're allowed out there for the full practice, and even pre-practice when we're out there. Darius Slay is working with them. We are working on their footwork, like one-on-one, not with
Darius Slay staying out on the field alone with those two?
Yes, and their lockers are right next to each other. Like, you know, if you want to ask who the leader is, right? I think, like, yeah. Darius Slay is the leader on that side of the ball. But the other nice thing I think about this defense is they have a few guys that are leaders. Like, it's Darius Slay for me, number one. Mm-hmm. But N'Kobe's a leader on that side of the ball. I think Jalen Carter is becoming more of a leader. He talked after the Dallas game about how he wanted to set a tone early on in that game for the defense. And you saw how well he played in that game. So yeah. I think vocally and as, like, a veteran, Darius Slay is the leader on that side of the ball. But they definitely have young players who have stepped up and shown more leadership this year.
That's awesome. And Jalix Hunt, is he a guy who might actually have a role? Is that crazy to even suppose? I mean, he looked like he made some plays in the last game, and I know it was garbage time. But it doesn't feel like at times, you know, the guy that we spent a lot of money to come off the edge and Bryce Huff is giving us everything that we'd hoped. Does that mean Jalix Hunt is another guy who will get more reps this week possibly?
So I think you have to grade both of those players on a scale. Like Jalix Hunt, the fact that in his rookie year this early in the season, because I thought he would be almost like a redshirt rookie, like not play this year. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he got 25 snaps against the Cowboys, I think that is an awesome sign for him and his development. I don't think he played that great. Like, he had great hustle out there, and it was a positive he was out there, but he didn't really win many of his pass rush snaps. I think there was one snap where he kind of got to the quarterback, but outside of that, he wasn't really an impact player. Then you look at Bryce Huff, and he only played 12 snaps, but he goes out there, he gets a sack, he gets a strip sack. And while Bryce Huff, again, you have to qualify everything with this, he's not who the Eagles thought he would be. He's not that three-down, stand-up edge rusher. That's just not what he is. But since the bye week, he is playing way better when he is out there. This past week, he played almost exclusively third downs or obvious passing downs. He's getting his hands in the ground, and he's playing way better. The first four games of the season, he had three combined hits, hurries, and sacks. Since the bye week, I believe he's over 10. So he is producing more. And I think they're putting him in better situations, and that's why he's been better.
The injury report is always strange during a week when you're walking through exclusively, but the Jordan Mailata, it sounds very promising that he was a full walker through yesterday. Does that mean that he's back for this week, Elliot?
Well, so yesterday was an estimate of a walkthrough of a practice. So it was a true just guess as to what happened.
Boy.
But Jordan Mailata was on the players' lounge with us last night, and just talking to him, I think there's a real chance he plays. I don't think it's 100%. He does have to test things out. He talked about how at walkthroughs, like basically the jump back at the snap that he does will give him a good chance to test that hamstring. So even though they won't have a full practice, he'll get a good sense of whether or not he's ready to go. But I don't know if you have to play him. Like, Jordan Mailata is obviously a better player than Fred Johnson. But Fred Johnson, over these past 3 weeks, has played pretty well against some pretty good edge rushers. Washington does not have great edge rushers. Their issues that they present to the Eagles are in the middle of the line. Their edge rushers, I don't think, are that great. So if I'm the Eagles, I know it's a bit of a risk, but man, if you can go without Mailata this week and get the win, you then get that basically 10 extra days of rest for that hamstring. So he could play, but if Fred Johnson plays, I still think this team's in pretty good shape.
Is the Jonathan Allen thing like a complete non-possibility that he would be available for this game, Elliot? Because we know that Daron Payne is such a handful. Jonathan Allen, he's on I think he's on IR right now, but I don't know if he's available to come back Thursday or not.
Yeah, so I, to be honest, I don't know his injury status as of right now. I think, like, again, with yesterday being the first day since the game, I think you'll get a better sense of that today. But what I would say about Washington overall is, like, doing my research on them, they really don't have a good defense. Like, as good as they are, and their offense has been awesome, they have arguably the best offense in the NFL. Their defense is horrendous. They're 27th in the league in points per drive. They're really bad on third down. They're not great against the run. Like, they are a team that is winning, I think, despite their defense. The Eagles have a considerably better defense than Washington does. So this does set up nicely for a game for the Eagles. Their defense can still play at a high level. Like, this could be a statement win for the team.
Elliot Shore Parks here right now, as he is every Tuesday, a little earlier typically on a Tuesday. So, Elliot, I was struck by some of your social media stuff yesterday on Jalen's performance in the game. I was very struck by what Jaws said it was earlier in the program. About Jalen's performance. Look, I thought Jalen was spectacular in the third quarter, but not really great at all in for the bulk of the first half. What did you make as it netted out of how Jalen played?
So I thought Jalen definitely had some really good moments. I think, you know, overall, I felt he took a bit of a step back from what he's been the previous few weeks. Coming out of the bye week, that Browns game, the Bengals game, the Giants game, he was so good at taking care of the ball. Like, he was not putting the ball in harm's way whatsoever. I thought Jacksonville, he was lucky not to have a turnover in that game. Obviously, he had the two turnovers against Dallas. Now, I will say, like, they weren't concerning plays within themselves. Like, I thought Micah Parsons made a great play. The interception, I came away after rewatching it a few times a little more critical of Jalen than live. Like, I don't think that's a throw you can make. And if you're going to make it, like, you have to put more on it. But I just think overall he didn't really play to the level he did against Cincinnati or New York. I thought it was a bit of a step back for him.
All right, and final thing here. Let's get to the important thing, Elliot. Yeah. Is Josh, because you're a reporter. You're not just an analyst. You're a reporter.
Correct.
Is Josh Harris going to attend this Eagles-Washington game at the Link?
I would assume so. I mean, I think he'll probably be in town for the Sixers game tonight. And then, you know, you just helicopter wherever he is back and forth. I would think he's going to be there. And yeah, I mean, I would think so. Clearly he'll be rooting Washington. I know that will rub people the wrong way, but yeah, my guess is he'll be there.
Man,
this
Elliot, guy, man.
There are a few more. It just disgusts me. I can't even think about that. The other issues that we have health-wise, I know the approximation walk-through stuff, but N'Kobe Dean is on the did-not-walk-through list. Is he good? And Goddard, is he good? Slay, he's on the list with an ankle. And then Devontae also. So Devontae, Darius, Dallas, N'Kobe, is this anything to worry about?
So I think they will all play. Just talking to almost all four of them in the locker room after the game, I didn't get the sense they were going to miss this game. But again, like today, tomorrow, like you'll get a better indication of that. We'll see how much they can do. But I think this team is going to go into the game like really healthy. Again, the Mailata thing is up there. But outside of that, you know, this team is rolling. I don't get a sense that they're going to be held back by injury. And I truly feel they are very ready for this game. Like, I expect a really good performance from them on Thursday night.
All right, Elliot. Good work, pal. We'll talk to you later in the week. Thanks, Elliot.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
All right, Elliot Shore Parks.